Show.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm General Kalen Shaw.
And I'm Margaret Gray. And now here's Phil.
Like that.
I think that's a much cleaner way of introing the show, don't you all agree?
Yes, Margaret, it's fine.
Well, you know something? I'm the only one around here.
Everybody cares.
I'm trying to find a good, just a nice way to slide it in.
Slide it in?
You know...
Hold on.
I didn't mean slide it in.
You're talking about it being well-greased. What?
I said to these idiots before the program went on, I said what we need is a well-greased way to slide into the program, meaning the intro, and that one there went, like the gnome, like the troll that it is. I'm Margaret Gray.
But don't applaud her insulting you.
Not insulting him, Phil. I'm making a statement that can either be agreed with or disagreed with, except for you, Bud. I'm making a statement.
Well, you can disagree with that.
All right, Phil, go ahead and just, you make all the rules here.
Margaret, it's a Monday. We're just getting into the program. In the name of everything holy, in the name of the God of my parents' choice and yours, let's just be free.
In the name of the God of your parents' choice, are you Jewish?
What the hell has that got to do with anything? Never mind. Welcome to the God of my parents' choice.
Well, I don't know. Now, my parents were not Jewish.
Well, no kidding. I'm sorry, Robert. I didn't mean to be that racially insensitive. No, I'm really...
Will you guys knock it off so I can start the show? It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And here we are, and this is what we is, and that's what it am. Now,
What does that mean?
What it means is, I mean...
I want to find out, did you go... Because we got David Hall on.
Oh, David Hall's going to come on and talk about the... Did you go to the big industry party on Saturday night?
No, I did not. And I'll let David know all about that.
What?
Wait a minute, what are you saying? I couldn't make it, and I'll let David know all about that. Had a good weekend. I hope you guys did, too. Did you do anything interesting, Margaret?
No, not really. I just sat around and watched Frank go absolutely ape on everyone on Twitter. He was, Frank was very, very involved in the whole, the legacy of the Hershey Squirts. This is a hockey team. You see, I'm going to kill it.
No, hold on. Bud, knock it off, will you?
Talk about a team called a Hershey Squirt.
That was the name of the team, and they're talking about the chocolate, not what comes out of your...
Comes out of your ass, Bud.
I didn't say it. The record shows he did.
Right, fine. Now, the Hershey Squirts, I looked up, they played hockey in the Pennsylvania Confederation of Hockey. Is that right?
That's what I've got, yeah. And this was in the 1960s.
The what?
The Hershey Squirts. So what was going on with Frank?
Well, he was tweeting about how my father, when he died, had a conversation with Frank. On his deathbed, he told Frank that he'd been a longtime fan of the Hershey Squirts. And that's where Frank got involved. Don't do it, Bud.
Hey, call me, man. Come on.
That's when he told me...
All right, we can get Frank on the air, or not.
I think you better get Frank on the air. Boy, you are really tensed up today.
The whole thing with the Hershey Squirts leaves me cold.
All right, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number, of course, here is 855-500-7445. Frank Gray, just very briefly with us, because we got to get to the show. We do have David G. Hall on the show today, and God knows what's going to happen on that little, jam session.
You got the boss on.
Well, yeah, he's going to come on and ask me about this thing I was supposed to do it on Saturday night. So, Frank, how are you?
I'm better than Custer, young man.
Frank, what was it that my father said to you?
Well, Guy Gray, on her deathbed, and I say this with the greatest of respect, she told me, she said, listen, I am a big fan of the Hershey Squirts, and then she died.
And you're trying to get me to believe, and you have been trying to get me to believe this for 40 years, that were him.
Margaret.
That were her.
That was his. That those were her dying words.
Those were her?
No, not her. Those were her dying words. And
what the hell are you talking about, man? Those were her dying words.
I'm telling you right. No, I didn't say that. I said those are her dying words. You're making it sound like she was a woman. She wasn't. She was a man. A full-grown man.
My father passed on from a very long and debilitating disease. And Frank, as he and I were getting to know each other, was there at his bedside. It was a very, very wonderful time. But no one has ever believed you, Frank.
No one... listen, Margaret, I'm telling you for the last time, which will probably not be the last time, I'll probably tell you several more times, that your father, Guy Gray, said to me, as she lay dying, she looked at me and she said, "By the way, the Hershey Squirts are my favorite hockey team." And then I heard a noticeable exhalation of air. I looked again, and she was staring straight ahead, and I said, "Guy, are you still with us?" And I moved my hand up and down, and then I realized that your father had passed on. But nothing had changed except for the noticeable. In other words, she was still sitting up in bed.
What are you saying to me?
I told you all of this, Margaret.
No, you did not. You're talking about the last moments that my father spent on this planet. You had better be correct.
Margaret, I'm telling you in the name of everything holy, in the name of the Savior, and if you're Jewish, whatever that is, that...
You're the one that was born Jewish.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But I'm trying to say that that was... How did you say that, Robert?
I didn't say it. The general did. Those were his final words.
Thank you very much. Those were her final words.
All right, so Guy Gray, Margaret's father, was passing, and with all due respect, and I'm sorry, Margaret, that we're bringing this up.
Well, it's something we revisit this at least once a year, every time hockey season is on.
All right, but your father passed on, according to Frank, and the very last, Margaret wasn't in the room?
I'm telling you, I was the only one. That's why it's become legendary in the family. I was there. I was actually bringing in a cup of soup, a cup of Lipton soup. And I remember Margaret's father, Guy, and I'm getting a little emotional right now.
It's all right, dear.
I remember that she looked at the Lipton soup and shook her head from side to side in disappointment because I guess she wanted something heavier. And then I thought, geez, what an idiot. Why didn't I bring a glass of whiskey or something? But I didn't. And then she looked up at me sitting up in bed because she'd been sitting up with her knees up reading the sports page. It was either that or a comic book, I forget.
It was a comic book. It was a Little Lulu.
Okay, reading a Little Lulu comic book. She said...
What do you mean, Little Lulu? Oh, what's that?
It's a comic... Okay.
What's your problem?
I mean, your father was reading a Little Lulu comic book.
What's with this guy?
You know, you're real judgmental, aren't you, Henry?
Never mind. So, then what?
And try not to say then what, like I'm telling you a story about how I got some broads brassiere off, if you don't mind.
Frank, please.
All right, so then she said to me, "I don't want that slop," and took it and poured it on the floor, and then laid back on the pillow, looked at me, and said, "The Hershey Squirts were my favorite hockey team." Then I heard, or something like that. And then I looked down, and the eyes were still open, except... she tilted her head down and to the side, almost as if she just had relaxed back into the pillow, and I went, "Are you still with us, Guy? Are you still with us, Guy?" I said that three times. I knocked on his forehead.
All right, knock it off, will you, Frank?
All right, I'm sorry. So in any event, that's what happened.
And none of us were there except for Frank. These were the last moments of my father, and no one in the family was there.
I didn't know, Margaret, that the man was about ready to go west a second before.
Let me go west.
Bud, will you take it easy, huh?
I'm talking about the guy was ready to check out, get on the gurney, and she was going to go west. So how did I know? All I knew was that she'd asked me for a cup of Lipton soup, only to say that she really wanted a glass of whiskey, and then said, "Did you know that the Hershey Squirts were my favorite hockey team?" Went, "Yeah."
So that's what she said. She went, that's what he said. He went, "Yeah."
Some exhalation of air.
All right, well, that was the big thing that was happening.
This is what this clown, excuse me, Frank, I love you, but this is what this monkey was tweeting all weekend long.
Monkey? So that's what I represent to you.
Some weekends, yes, Frank, you do.
Well, of all of the...
All right, Frank, thanks very much, buddy.
Well, I gotta...
Frank Gray...
I don't like you hanging up with my husband.
I'm sorry, we gotta get moving, okay? So is that settled?
Is what settled?
I really don't know. I mean, do you believe him any more than you used to believe him?
That doesn't seem like it to me. It seems valid if the man swears, so why wouldn't you believe him? He's your husband. Why won't you take the man at his word?
I love Frank with all of my heart and all of my soul. Don't you ever think that I don't. But I wouldn't trust him as far as I could spit into a...
in a tornado.
Thank you.
You wouldn't trust him as far as you could spit into a tornado, but you love him with all your heart.
Yes, that's why we've stayed married, and that's why we've been happy all these years.
All right, world-famous Phil Henry Show. I have nothing else to say to that. Let's go over now to, what the hell is that, man?
Let's line out to Jason Ososo's Auxiliary Police.
Well, we're not ready to go to Jay Santos just yet, ladies and gentlemen. Instead, we're going to go over to the Hendry Show traffic. Find out about it here from Bob Pekin. Bob?
Well, the Alton Freeway right now is heading back up where there's a couple of drops in. I'm talking about a couple of boyfriends up in the 210 Freeway right now. They're traveling and traveling with about southbound with two boyfriends and the southbound lanes on southbound. And they're going east and west there on the 210. Come on down the Harper Freeway downtown. We'll go to J-Lo. Bob Gabe J-Lo is down there. Thanks, Bob, with Todd Sint and Bob Johnson, along with Ben Affleck, was Shane. And J-Lo will be down there in San Pedro, just about doors down the ring. As you're going to throw down a string and throw down that ring, go down to downtown and go on, find out about that, too. Let's go to Skyboy right now for Kirkland.
And I'm there, Dave. That's the same. And there's Bill Sam. And the Jasper Jam is looking pretty good here. And I'm going all the way downtown. I'm downtown there. Go right down the cow path. You go up the Zipline train up to Zipper Highway. And make a left turn. Go up and can't miss it. Go to Boyd Sky, baby. Shrink down.
You mean I'm not cute enough to save?
Boyd Sky, baby. Sweet hands.
Uncle Buckets, that's where I go for the best fried chicken money can buy. At Uncle Buckets, you get the leg, the wing, and the thigh. They don't mess around. Sometimes I go into chicken places and I'll say I want the leg, wing, and thigh. They give me the breast, or they'll give me a couple of breastas, but not at Uncle Buckets. At Uncle Buckets, I get bucket after bucket after bucket of the leg, the wing, and the thigh, and that's all I want. Uncle Buckets understands your chicken needs. Go to Uncle Buckets. He won't buck with you, huh? Uncle Buckets, Highway 12 in Federal City. This weekend, get two for the price of three at Uncle Buckets. Buckets of chicken and more at Uncle Buckets. Remember, at Uncle Buckets, fuck it. I have been a member of the Classics on Film for the last 26 years. They send to my home once a month these wonderful old silent films that I can then just thread right through my projector and show it right on a wall or on a sheet. So if you have a projector and you have an old sheet and you've got a wall and you know how to thread the projector, be a member of the Classics Films Once a Month Club. Once a month, they'll send you wonderful old silent films like this one, Cheetah in the Wild, starring Bick Buckley and Tom Stewart. Let's watch. That's top notch. How about this one? Jane and Tarzan finally go to the clinic. This one stars William Samuels and Sandy Ixton. Ain't that something? Join the Classic Films Once a Month Club. Make sure you have a projector, a wall, a sheet. You know how to thread a projector. All of that takes about 16, maybe 17 hours, and you'll have a blast. The Classic Film of the Month Club. Send away now to Classic Film of the Month, Newberry Park in Newberry City, Georgia. That's Classic Film of the Month Club, Newberry City, Georgia. And tell them I sent you. I forgot my name. World famous Phil Hendry Show, the El Pacifico here in Southern California as you return. Here now, the man of a million voices, the man of a million ideas, the man of a million lives, the man of a million things, $1 million, millions and millions of girlfriends and boyfriends, Phil Hendry.
Yeah!
Woo! Oh, I like this.
What's this, Mr. Hendry?
Some kind of new age surf punk or punk surf. Anyway, welcome back here to World Famous Phil Hendry Show, and we have Larry Grover on our line because, Larry, you know, this is turning into quite a contretemps, this whole voter fraud thing.
Well, a lot of people are talking about it, and to the extent that it exists, they're going to put together some sort of a voter fraud. I don't know, what is that, General?
I don't know, it's a voter fraud commission to find out if people have been fooling around and voting, you know, for the... I don't know whether they're voting for the wrong guy or the right guy or whatever the hell it is, but they're out there, they're voting, and they're going to try to find out who's doing it and why they're doing it and when they're doing it.
All right, Larry with us here. Larry, let me ask you something. Do you believe that there is a lot of voter fraud going on out there, or is it, I probably shouldn't ask you, is it a fantasy of some kind? Because I know that it's promoted primarily by President Trump, who you do support.
I tell you, Phil, I believe that there's voter fraud, and I know that President Trump believes that there's voter fraud, and I have discovered a voter fraud myself as I walk down the highways and the byways of the streets we live in here around Culver City, as you say.
You've discovered it?
Yes, I have. Mother and I have gone... What are you doing, Mother?
I don't know, Phil. This is Gloria Grover.
Gloria, how are you?
Hello, Gloria.
Hello, everyone. I don't know if Larry, that's 100% correct, if you've actually...
I have, and I'll tell you how, Phil. It's a very simple technique that I have. I go door to door, and...
This is
excuse me, Mother, I go door to door, and I rely upon people to tell me the truth. And I say to them, I'm Larry Grover, I'm with the local voter commission.
Now, are you actually with a voting commission?
Well...
Are you with a voting commission?
I've heard the question, Margaret. I am with the Larry Grover Voting Commission.
In other words, you're not.
I'm with the Larry Grover Voting Commission.
In other words, Larry, you're not.
Mother.
Larry, that's okay. Is this an individual project?
It's part of Conservatives of Kern County. It's not official, but what it is a fact-finding mission. And as a patriotic American and a supporter of our president, I'm going to find out. And I ask people, I don't do anything surreptitious. I don't do anything behind the back. I go door to door, and I'll say to them, and I look them in the eye. And this is why I believe that my way of doing things, my way don't go, yeah, because then I get nervous.
What is all that noise behind you?
I'm in a very high crime area, excuse me.
It's two blocks from my house.
And but you know what? I didn't buy the house here, Mother. You did.
Father bought it here 50 years ago. He put us in the middle of this toilet, which I've grown very fond of.
Thank you. I have used a technique.
What technique are you talking about?
I ask people honestly. I look them in the eye.
Larry, if you wouldn't mind, say you're knocking on my door. What would you say to me?
All right, if I've knocked, first of all, I got a knock on your door, and then you have to answer it.
Yes, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
What is that sound behind you?
It's the noise from my neighborhood.
Well, you're in my neighborhood.
It came with me from my... What is he doing?
He's screwing around. I'm just having some fun. All right, let's start all over again.
Look, I'm not here to have fun, General. I'm here to find out whether people are registered to vote.
Larry, just one thing, Larry. What he does, Phil, is he goes door to door, he knocks on the door, and I stand there with a brochure that we printed up. What you need to do to become a registered voter. If people are not registered, then I give them one of those.
Exactly, and I'm not looking to get anybody thrown in jail or in trouble, but I do want honesty. So, you want to do this?
All right, yeah, so you knock on my door.
I knock on your door, and you answer it.
Yes?
Yes, good evening, sir. My name is Larry Grover, and I'm with the Conservatives of Kern County Voting Commission.
All right, okay, and you? Yes, is this your mother?
How did you know that?
Well, I was listening to you on the radio.
What the?
Come on, will you guys quit it? Sorry, go ahead.
Well, what do you want?
Just do it the right way.
Oh, my God, Phil. Just do it the right way.
Hello, sir. My name is Larry Grover. I'm with Conservatives of Kern County, and I'm here to ask you, and I'd be looking right at your eyes, General, okay?
All right.
And I'm looking right. It's hard on the phone, but just imagine me. You know what I look like. You've met me.
Yes, I have.
All right, then you know when I stare at you, you know, it's very intense, right?
Yeah, okay.
Jesus. Larry thinks you're making fun of him.
Larry, I'm not. All right, so you're staring at me.
I'm staring at you. Hello, sir. My name is Larry Grover.
Now, you already said that.
I know, but I'm saying it again. Hello, sir. I'm Larry Grover. I'm with the Conservatives of Kern County Voting Commission, and I want to ask you, are you a registered voter? Please tell me the truth, please.
And you say it just like that?
Yes, I say it to please tell me the truth. I want the truth. I want the truth.
Well, see, that last part there sounded like a threat. What do you mean you're gonna?
I didn't mean it as a threat. I want the truth.
Am I a registered voter? No, I'm not.
And you're being honest with me?
Yes, I am.
All right, then. Thank you, and I won't bother you anymore. And then I turn and I leave.
All right, now I have to tell you that I lied.
See, that's what I thought. God damn it.
Larry doesn't think people... He thinks that he could...
I was sure you were telling me the truth. That's why I turned and left.
What I'm saying to you, Larry, is you may be staring right at me, and yes, you have a very formidable stare, but that didn't keep me from lying to you. I said, yes, I'm a registered voter, but in fact, I was lying.
Are you not a registered voter?
No, I am a registered voter, but the guy I was playing in that skit was not.
What the fuck?
Hey, watch the language, will you, Larry?
I'm sorry.
Larry, can you do it one more time with Larry and tell the truth?
Do it with me, okay?
I'm going to do it with you, Mr. Henry.
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Henry. Are you a...
Knock on my door.
Yeah, okay. Hi. Hi, Mr. Henry. My name's Larry Grover. I'm with Conservatives of Kern County. Are you a registered voter? please tell me the truth. I don't want to go through a whole bunch of, as you probably have heard, President Trump wants to, you know, send away for information to Washington. I don't want to do that. I'm going to trust you, and then we'll know. Because this is the state of California where the president believes there's 3 million fraudulent votes. You know about that, sir?
I have heard about that. Yes, sir.
All right. Are you a registered voter?
Are you? Is your voice going to crack like that?
I'm sorry. Let me...
You can worry, Larry. God almighty. Sounds like such a pussy with...
Please, mother. All right. Are you a registered voter? Yes or no?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I think you're lying. And I'd like to...
I am not registered right now. No, I am not.
You're not a registered voter?
Not right now, no. I moved.
Between the election...
This is the thing, Larry, you wouldn't know who's telling the truth if you held a Bunsen burner to the testicle area.
Mother, I think I know.
No, Larry, I'm not registered right now.
Well, why not?
Because I haven't gotten registered yet. Grover, you've got a lot to learn about people. If you think that Henry was telling the truth, that I was lying, or wait, did you think I was lying?
I thought you were lying. I thought Henry was lying.
That's it. He thought I was lying. Larry, are you sure that you're up to this, you know, staring somebody in the eyes?
Look, Mr. Henry, I do not believe in this guy that President Trump has who's going to go sticking his nose in everybody's underwear drawer. I'm not into that, to find out who's registered and who isn't. My whole thing is to just go up to a man and say, my name's Larry Grover. How are you? Are you feeling good? You know, just, and the guy will say, sure. Let's just talk. Let's talk straight because I respect you. I don't know you, but I respect you. Let's just, please tell me, are you a registered voter? And that way you don't have to go sticking your nose into someone's underwear drawer. You don't have to...
You're always talking about an underwear drawer.
No reason, Mother.
I've long suspected Larry of having gone through my underwear.
Oh, my God.
I really...
That's not necessary.
You know, I've been sitting back very quietly, Gloria, and listening to all of this, and I think that it is indicative of a good upbringing of this young man, Larry, that he believes his honesty will pay dividends. I think you raised him well in that regard.
Thank you, Margaret. Did you hear that?
Yes, I heard.
Might have given credit.
But I don't believe that it is, I don't think it's to his advantage to continually rib him and joke with him about a missile dick and going through your underwear drawer. Thank you.
Oh, my God, Mark.
Well, I've kept my counsel on this one.
I was wondering why you were so quiet. What's the story?
Yeah, Miss Grace, she's upset with Miss Grover.
Yeah, you are.
Did I tell you two monkeys to tell them?
Oh, so you don't like me, is that it?
It's not that I don't like you. I don't like the way that you put this young man, your son, through the ringer. Giving him all kinds of crap for not being circumcised, that was your decision.
That was my decision, as well as the doctor's advice at the time. Missile Dick had... Oh, excuse me. I mean, Larry had...
See?
Give me the phone, Larry. Larry had not... You're right, and I've stopped doing that. But I have to tell you that Larry walks... He walks into this stuff... Jesus. Are you trying to tell me that when a guy walks right straight into the airplane blades, I'm supposed to cut the engine anyway?
See, this is what I'm talking about, Phil.
Look at you guys. We're not here to work out the childhood problems or the mother-son relationship of Larry and Gloria.
This is very embarrassing, too, because it sounds like I'm all, like, going through my mother's underwear drawer when I'm 51.
Well, weren't you?
No.
Well, you're in your 40s.
That's what I'm saying. This has got nothing to do with it. We're trying to find out about the efficacy. There's a good word. The efficacy of your Frodo fraudulent.
No. Of the fraudulent Frodo.
Of the voter fraud.
Yeah, that's it. Voter fraud investigation by Larry Grover.
Well, all right, you said it, Margaret. You said that mother's upbringing of me, teaching me to be honest and to expect honesty, was good.
I think it gives you at least a good attitude about people. I don't know how realistic it is. I think you'll go out there and wind up getting your ass kicked, as Phil might put it, or if any of these monkeys would put it.
Margaret, look it. And what is this with calling us monkeys?
You didn't like me calling you clowns last week.
I think teaching Larry to expect honesty is a good thing. But then he goes and he says, oh, come on, be honest to me. And then a guy lies to him and he winds up looking like a monkey. Looks like the monkey of the week.
Mother.
Hey, Larry, calm down, okay?
All right. But that, to me, is the only way to do it. Otherwise, you got this Chris Kulback, or whatever his name is, sticking his nose, yes, in a people's underwear drawer.
Larry, calm the hell down, will you?
Got to get out of this neighborhood. It makes me nervous.
Phil, I'm going to hail it. We got Uber coming to get us the hell out of here.
I thought you were in your own neighborhood.
We are. We live about a block away, but I can't chance walking it.
All right. Larry, let us know how that goes. I doubt seriously whether you're going to be very successful. First of all, Larry, we ain't got 3 million fraudulent voters.
This is the whole point, Larry.
I know. Well, how do you know? You don't know.
Because people have done the investigation, because there's no evidence. Okay, you got to have evidence, man.
You got to have evidence. You hear that, mother?
Yes.
Uber's here.
All right, guys, see you later.
Wait, I want to come back on the program later.
World-famous Phil Hendry show with Larry Grover and Gloria Grover.
You know, that guy is going to get killed one of these days. He's got all this trust, and he thinks the guy's going to be honest with him. And meanwhile, he's in a neighborhood where the sirens are going. I don't think I heard a quiet moment there.
Those are car alarms.
Oh, well, that makes me feel much better.
We're going to be back with David G. Hall to find out about just how bad did I screw up by not making this party on Saturday night, you know?
Yeah, Mr. Hall want to talk about it. We got that already.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Don't forget a backstage pass to the world famous Phil Hendry Show gets you a month or a year of unrivaled, unparalleled entertainment. 40,000 hours, 30,000, somewhere in that neighborhood now, of archive material, as well as our current podcast, as well as our live streaming features, as well as our special events like, you know, when we had the Bar Fight Championship. We also have a lot of miscellany like our Hendry Home Movies, etc. It's all there at philhendryshow.com. If you don't have a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website, you're blowing it. You're blowing it, man. We'll be right back.
Why, look at those monkeys, huh? They'll never get that fixed.
That's what I say every day when I see them go out and try to pull the trans on my old jalopy, my 36 Lincoln. Those guys at Newcomb's really know their stuff. When I call up the Newcomb's guys, they come over, pull the transmission right out, stick it in the back of a truck, and off they go. Now, I don't know when I'll see it again, but at least they've got that thing on its way to repair. Newcomb's. You don't have guys fooling around in your driveway trying to figure out where the keys to the car are, and you certainly don't have guys fooling around out there playing grab ass and catch because they've decided, oh, hell, we'll wait for the bus to get here and tell us what to do. At Newcomb's, car repair begins at your house and ends at their house. Newcomb's. We'll show up, we'll get it to where we are, and then let's pray. Newcomb's on Greaseman Highway in Perndale.
Every Saturday afternoon, it's me, Darley Powell from the Darlington Pooh Bears, to teach you about base hits, to teach you about basic base running, fielding. Yes, it's your baseball clinic with me, Darley Powell from the Darlington Pooh Bears. Every Saturday afternoon at 5 o'clock, right here on
Channel 58.
The Eye of the Valley.
KUNT-TV.
Why don't you get some guys in this show that can play guitar?
This is a band that
I know what it is.
Oh, General, I like this. This is unusual. You know, this is called The Unholy Three.
And who's it by?
Dave Berber or so. I don't know what it says.
I think it's the Vivisectors, but that doesn't matter.
Well, whatever.
Back on the line now with us is David G. Hall joining us now, our Vice President of Syndication here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and he is in Pasadena. David, let me ask you a question. How are things with you? We haven't talked to you since the old days. Since we were on the radio.
It's going good, Phil. I mean, business is good. You talk to me every day. What are you talking about?
He means on the air.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, things are going good. But I've got a bigger question, and that is the big question I've been waiting to ask you. And you said, ask me on the air. And so I'll ask you, did you go to the, and we won't mention who it was for, and we won't mention what it was about.
Thank you.
Did you go?
And the answer is, I was not able to. And let me explain why, okay? Okay, David?
Yes.
Are you all right?
Yes.
David, what is wrong?
Yes, I'm fine.
David, I didn't go because Maria had, there was an emergency in the family. Someone was injured. They're not seriously injured.
Are you sure, Phil?
Yeah, I'm sure. I told you guys.
The general didn't know about it.
Yeah, he's not seriously injured in anything.
Yeah, no, there was no, but it necessitated a trip to San Diego and to sort of organize everybody. It was an accident, and everyone's fine, but we could not make it into North Hollywood. We had to head to San Diego to be with her family.
And the person's okay?
Yes, the person is okay.
Oh, man.
Okay, now let's calm down.
You know, Phil, I got to tell you.
What did you want me to do, man?
Well, look, I don't want to ask you what happened, but let me say this. If did anyone die? No. Was there a threat of death?
I don't know, man, but there was an injury that got the family members frightened, and they wanted to attend to it, and so everybody either was there, I think one of the brothers was there, and Maria, because they were the closest, or they were on the phone every 3 seconds trying to figure out what was going on.
Yeah, because I had a business deal once, and I got a call from my brother, and he said that my other brother, Neil, had fallen off the roof of our house, my parents' house. He was up there, he was putting some shingles on, okay? He'd fallen off the roof, head first into what was like a brick well, and didn't break his neck, but came damn close to breaking his neck, and they had to put him in a neck brace, and it was touch and go for a while.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
Go ahead, tell me. Did you still go to some party?
I had to go to it was a meeting. It was a meeting with the people at CBS, okay?
And you still went?
You better believe I still went. Now, that was my brother, went head first off a roof, and he didn't break his neck, but he came damn close.
Well, what if he had broke his neck? No, what if he had?
Well, he didn't. That's the whole point.
But what if he had?
He didn't.
What if he had? Come on, Hall. You know what we're asking you. What does it take for you to stay home and take care of business with the family as opposed to going off with your big meeting with BBS or whoever the hell it is?
CBS was the name of it. And what does it take?
Yeah, what does it take?
You'd have to be... It doesn't take much. I'm happy to attend to my... My family's number one with me. Numero uno.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right, uh-huh.
Okay. So your brother falls off a roof head first into a brick planter, whatever the hell it was.
Right. Almost broke his neck, but didn't.
Yeah, almost broke his neck. You said it. Your family's number one to you.
What?
You said your family's number one to you.
My family is number one to me. Nothing in this world comes before my family.
Did you go to attend to your brother, or did you go to the meeting?
I went to the meeting, and let me tell you why. I went to the meeting, and let me tell you why.
Yeah, because your family's number one.
No, wait. I went to the meeting because I got on the phone. I said, is he okay? They said he's in a neck brace. I said, does he have movement in his extremities? And they said, no, he didn't. Hold on.
Jesus H.
Wait. They said, no, he wasn't moving his fingers. And I said, okay, all right. But I said, is he talking? And they said, no. I said, is he moving his lips? They said, yes. I said, oh, thank God. I knew it was going to be okay.
Yeah, uh-huh. Moving his lips.
What's with the yeah?
David, you're talking about a man that might have been paralyzed.
He was, only temporarily. But when he was moving his lips, I had a stinking hunch he was going to be okay. And then I said, is he breathing? And they said, yeah, we think he is. And I said, you think or you know? They said, well, they flipped a coin and it came up yes. So.
What the hell are you trying to say, Hall? In other words, your family doesn't mean all that much to you at all.
Oh, dare you say that. My family's everything to me.
You're asking these people, is he breathing?
These people? My brothers and sisters.
Okay, you're asking your brothers and sisters, is he breathing? Are his extremities moving? There's answers that are no all the way down the line.
Except for the breathing. He was breathing.
And then they find out he's moving his lips and it's okay.
I knew it was going to be okay because...
Yeah, because you flipped a coin.
All right, so I flipped the coin. Let me tell you something, Phil. You know, there's an old saying, make hay while the sun shines. You not showing up for that party on Saturday night, that reverberates throughout the industry for months.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a real biggie one, man. They're going to have that in Variety or whoever the hell writes all this stuff.
Maybe not that big, but big for you. And you don't show up.
I wrote them an email and I said, I really am sorry. I was really looking forward. We were looking forward to it. We couldn't make it because of this family emergency.
You think, you know what they're going to say? They're going to write you back and they're going to say, oh, yeah, sure. No sweat, Phil. Everything's good. It's great. Fantastic. We'll see you around town, you know. And that's the last you'll ever hear from those people.
And I know these guys personally.
Big deal. Oh, you do? You really? I mean, have you been to their house? Have you broken bread with them? I mean, what do you mean?
I've known them for a long time.
Have you been to their house? Have you broken bread with them?
Oh, my God, David.
Well, I'm trying to find out.
David, I know these guys professionally, and let me tell you something. If it's the last I hear from them, then it's the last I hear from them.
How can you do that, man? I'm getting 10% of everything you...
You weren't supposed to mention that.
I'm just asking you, why in the hell didn't you call me? Maybe I could have showed up.
Oh, yeah, Hall, you showing up, that would have really placated them. That would have been great. Hi, I'm David Hall. I'm going to be here for Phil Hendry. And then you proceed to eat all of the sandwiches. Jesus.
Man, you know something? That's lower than low. That's lower than whale stuff. Right there, what you said right there.
What are you going to do? You're going to show up for him.
At least I could have mollified the situation.
I really don't think there's anything... Where the hell are you, man?
I'm in a restaurant.
Can't even freaking hear myself talk. I don't think there's any problem.
You don't think there's any problem? You know that I'm the guy that has to pick the phone up on Monday.
David, I don't think...
I'm the guy that picks the phone up on Monday. When the call comes in, I go, yeah, you know something, David, we're real sorry, but it seems that we've got another talent. We think that this guy will fit better than Phil. Thanks a lot. See you later.
All right, well, if it happens, it happens. I'm going to tell you something.
If it happens, it happens. You know that that's my paycheck?
It's mine, too. I'm going to tell you something. I would make the same decision over and over and over and over again, so forget it. If you don't want to represent me, if you don't want to be whatever, you know, you don't be whatever.
I guess the whole world now knows that I manage you, huh?
Hey, you know, I mean, why was it a big secret anyway?
Because I'm still working for the company.
You're working for the company. That's not a conflict of interest.
Well, let me tell you something. If you're telling me, that a guy calls you up and says, I'm inviting you to a big party at my house in Malibu, and the night arrives, and you have a family emergency, and you leave, and you go to that family emergency, and you don't go to that guy's party. That's you, you're telling me what you would do.
That's exactly right.
You would go to the... This is a big party now. A lot of people...
Well, that's not what he was going to on Saturday night.
Excuse me, Margaret. Do you mind if I just talk to the guy?
Margaret.
This is a big, big party. Big party. And they say to you, come on over, Phil. And you go, sure. And then you say, oh, I can't make it because somebody stubbed their toe.
That wasn't what happened.
All right. So someone did something. And you're saying you'd say that?
Yes.
You can't. You're not even saying to me, well, wow, gee, David, you're saying yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong with quick answers?
That's not a very hard question to answer.
The biggest party.
Oh, come on, Hall. Would you knock it off?
In the world.
Yes, I'd say no, I can't make it because somebody's been hurt. Please forgive me. My apologies extended to all. I hope I didn't inconvenience anyone. I was very, very grateful for the invitation, but this was a family emergency that we had to attend to.
Oh, man, did you blow it.
I think anybody would be absolutely open to that kind of an apology.
Oh, man, you blew it.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll call you tomorrow. I'll put a call on these guys, and I'll basically say the following thing. We know you want to fire him, and all we ask is that you... Maybe there's a little bit of severance, and we...
David G. Hall, ladies and gentlemen, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Jesus, H.
What the hell, man?
I'm not kidding you. That's nuts.
Yeah, Mr. Hendry, but you actually would blow off a big-time party on account of some of stub a toe.
What do you mean, stub a toe? Yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. You guys poker players?
Yeah, I like poker. Play a little bit.
Jay Santos is going to join us to talk about keeping a poker face. Jay's in a poker tournament down in the South Bay among the associated members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police and other volunteer police agencies. We'll find out how that's going and get his tips on playing poker. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Hi, Ricky Vanderhoffen here for Rick Vanderhoffen Cleaners with some cleaning tips. You know, we all get a staining material down the front of our shirts from time to time. It could be wine. It could be something like tomato juice. Sometimes it's a beet soup, like a pureed beet soup. If that happens, make sure you take off your shirt, and if you're in the middle of the restaurant, ask them if they have any champagne or soda water. Now, you've taken the shirt off. Stand up. Get out of the booth. Stand up. Take the shirt off. Take the rag or take the napkin or whatever you've got. Dip it into that carbonated water and start to wipe down that shirt. Now, it could take a good half an hour. One of the things you're going to want, because you're going to sweat, is remove your pants as well. Now, you'll be in the middle of a restaurant only wearing your briefs, loafers, socks, and that's about it. Yeah. But as you're wiping down your shirt, you may notice a stain on your pants, something from earlier in the day. You're going to want to wipe that one down too. Then, this is an example of a commercial gone awry. This man was trying to pitch his business, but he went with Bonafont Advertising Agency. Those people should be in jail. We are the new Bonafont. The old Bonafont contains elements of a criminal mentality in the advertising community. But the new Bonafont Advertising Agency is
is pure and clean as the driven snow. Hello, I'm Lad Bonifant. I'm the good brother. My evil brother, Quagmire, is now inside. The new Bonifant Advertising Agency. Give them a call. Let them give you a holler. You'll love it.
Here's the world famous Phil Henry Show to El Pacifico in Southern California. Yeah.
Right, baby. So, you asked me what was happening this weekend. You know, the house in Westlake Village.
Oh, my. Are you? That's where you are moving, or you have moved to?
I was just going to tell you. The house in Westlake Village is where we lived when I first got married. And the El Pacifico will always be our home.
Now, are you moving the studio? That's the big question.
We may move the studio from the El Pacifico to Westlake Village.
Oh, Phil, I'm going to miss it out here. I know, a lot, you know, but it's closer. The problem is it's just not as close as it should be.
Well, you know, but let me tell you something. I like it out here, but I don't like the drive.
Yeah, me too. It's a little far.
Yeah, I haven't been under with it at all.
So I'm the only one.
Well, Margaret, you got a guy driving you out here.
A guy?
There's a car that drives you, so...
Yes, thank you. And it's not Uber, by the way.
All right, you hire a car.
It's one of our... We don't hire it. This car is on standby. They're under contract.
Okay, so you have a car on standby, under contract.
They know who they are, and they're exclusive to us.
What do you mean they know who they are?
They know who they are, and I know who they are.
You know who he is?
Yes.
Anyway, so that's what we were discussing Saturday before we went out to this thing, and then David flips his lid, so... There you have it.
Well, Phil, I don't want to pry, although Phil did tell us some of the details. I hope and I'm sure everything will be fine.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. But it isn't something that you can just say no to, you know.
David Hall's on the phone. I said that you were going in another segment. He just wanted to know, are you going to keep on talking about this? Or is he going to, you know, have to listen to you banging his ear on this?
Is he what?
Wants to know.
Give me the phone. Yeah? David, it's Phil. What? No, you're not on the air. Okay, well, good. Then you're not on the air. Then it's good that you're not on the air, is what I said.
Because I'm taking a dump right now, and I...
What did you do, bud?
I thought he wanted to be on the air.
He said he didn't want to be on the air. Hello? He just hung up, man.
You know something, bud? Just slow down and think about it, son. I'm not saying you're dumb. I'm saying that you're not that bright, so you need to slow down and think about it.
Yeah, man. Well, I heard him say he wanted to be on the air.
He said he didn't want to be on the air.
Wait, hello? Yes, sir. Yeah, you don't want to be on the air.
Turn it down, man.
I want to be on the air. I'm sitting in a car.
Uh-oh.
Give me the phone. David, are you done?
What'd he do?
Anybody?
You were on the can.
And he had me on the air while I was... taking a dump? I don't...
All right, folks, let's just do this again. So,
Eddie, he said to tell you, are you going to be talking?
Yeah, tell him yes. I'm going to spend the next segment talking about it some more.
Yeah, he's going to spend the next segment talking about it some more.
Okay, yeah, so you hate him? You hate him even more.
He hates you even more, right?
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police now joining us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show from his hood there. You know, Jay, oftentimes we have you on, Jay, we're always talking about some sort of a, I don't know, security measure or security issue, but here we are talking to you about none other than playing some poker, relaxing time.
That's correct. So, well, yeah, first of all, I have to tell you that this is a poker tournament that is being held that will have, you know, as players, members of associated simulated police agencies around the country. You got the Beaver Brigade, have the Gator Brigade in Florida. We have
the
Beaver Brigade is up in Oregon.
All right.
I'm sorry, I was. And
you're doing fine.
And the Gator Brigade in Florida, and we also have this New York State Simulated Police. We have the Pennsylvania Minutemen, and the East Texas Range Riders. And those are just a part of them.
Is it the East Texas Range Riders or the West Texas?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's West Texas, yeah. And all those guys come out to California for a week. We have a poker tournament.
So you're a part of this. Are you like the main poker player for the Citizens Auxiliary Police?
Yeah, pretty much so. I mean, some of the guys in the Bay Area come down. Those are the guys you know, Phil. The Bay Area Simulated Sea Lion Attack Force.
What is the name of the one up there?
It's the Bay Area Simulated Sea Lion Attack Force, which is the Citizens Auxiliary Police of the Bay Area.
So San Francisco?
No, of the Bay Area.
Well, does San Francisco have one?
Yeah, San Francisco has the Dirty Harry Street Squadrons.
The Dirty Harry Street? Jesus, you guys are playing cop, you know that?
Oh, really? Well, I can tell you something right now, General. We have been responsible for interdictions, and I don't know how many. I haven't even kept track.
What do you mean by an interdiction? You know what I'm saying, Jay? I mean, have you arrested people?
We have taken a peek over the shoulder of the police more than 45,000 times. And yes, we've had run-ins where they say that we've violated the law. Never mind, you know.
Yeah, that's what I thought you'd say.
I'm here playing poker, and we wanted to let everyone know that we are having the Citizens Auxiliary Police and Simulator, as well as the Dirty Harry Street Squadron poker tournament now through the end of the week.
So the guys in San Francisco so the guys in the Bay Area are co-sponsoring this?
No, the guys in San Francisco.
The guys in San Francisco are co-sponsoring this?
That's right.
What is it with you, Bay Area, San Francisco? So there's two different auxiliary police guys up there.
Yeah, there's the Bay Area Super Secret Sea Lion Squad, and they have the Dirty Harry. What's the problem?
Jay, you got to understand.
Oh, man. Now, this is very non-traditional, man.
It's non-traditional, so it's hard for us to understand.
All right, well, try to stay up on it, okay? Try to stay with me on this thing. Now,
Yeah, you bet. I sure will there, Joe Friday.
As I was saying, Phil, hold on for a minute. Pain. Now,
you weren't saying anything there, were you? You just went pain? Pain?
That's right. I make simulated radio. No, so what, man?
Well, why would you do that, Jay?
Why would I do what?
Why are you going...
So it sounds realistic. What a...
Jay, just don't tell everyone what you're doing. If you're going to make fake radio noises, do that and don't let people in on it.
Well, the general asked me about it.
You don't even have to tell me the truth. Even I don't want to hear the truth then.
Then why'd you ask?
Just to see if you're dumb enough to tell me. Hey, Jay. Is that a real radio, or are you making the noise?
I'm doing this. I'm going 20-50. Oh, fuck.
Hey, man, watch it.
Sorry, you tricked me.
So tell me about the damn...
Hold on for a minute. Yeah, I want a submarine sandwich. I want the sub. I want an Italian sub. A lot of mustard. A lot of mustard. Go to the one where Coach Dozier's at. Yeah, give him a hard time.
Hey, don't do that, man.
Come on. It'll be fun. So,
you know what? Dozier is going to put a salad fork in your thorax one of these days that you'll long remember.
Oh, my God.
Now, Dave, tell me all about the poker tournament.
Poker tournament. Hold on for a minute. Roger. Hey, Jimmy, we've got an A2. Where's Jimmy? He's in the toilet taking a dump. Give me that. Okay, Finnerman.
Sounds like you're saying Finnerman.
Do you mind?
Okay, we ready?
Right. So what we're doing in our poker tournament? Hey, take care of that, will you? I said I want to, hold on for a minute. One more thing. I want an antipasto salad, and I don't want no pepperoncinis neither. No pepperoncinis. Every time they do that. So Phil, what we do? Are you guys there?
Yeah, we're here. All right.
Yeah, we're here. Wait, man.
God. Come on, Jay.
All right. So what I do is I play poker with a poker face. And that means you cannot betray any emotion.
You got to talk to them?
Yeah, hold on. Sandman, Sampan. So what you do...
Sandman, Sampan, huh?
I swear to God, I'm going to hang the phone up.
Can't hang up. Tell me what you do in your poker tournament.
In the poker tournament, I have a poker face. So no matter what happens, you do not let people know what happened. And that means that they won't know you got a good card. That's called poker face. I'm one of the best, and yet something very amazing happened about a week ago. Week ago last Tuesday.
Which it wasn't, but that's how you like to say it.
Yes.
All right.
I pulled to a straight flush.
You pulled to it.
Are you an idiot or something?
You pulled to what? To a straight flush?
It was a king. It was a queen high straight flush. I was going in queen high straight flush, got a king.
Okay, and then what?
And I exhaled just the way, and I let out an exclamation sound. But we got it on tape here. And that was it. And
that was you doing what?
That was when I got the king, because this was being televised on Channel 19 for poker night.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, what are you... Oh, my God.
No, I've seen it televised on Channel... Don Berman put that together, right?
I don't know, but they had it on Channel 19, and that gave it away. And I've tried to reconcile myself to it.
Let me hear this again. You pulled a king. You got the queen. You had a queen high straight going.
Right, in hearts.
In hearts. Straight flush.
Straight flush.
And you got the king.
I got the king. And then this is from the TV.
So just that little exhalation.
Just that little exhalation blew it. It blew it. So even though you got the best poker face in the world, you got to watch yourself every step of the way. Because a straight flush is the best hand, other than a royal flush, is the best hand you can get in poker. And I blew it when I, just that little moment, when I saw that king turn up. And you're right there.
Man, I'll tell you what. That's what I call bad poker playing.
Yeah, you kidding me, man? You got a straight flush, you blow it like that?
What are you talking about?
Well, I think they're saying that that's kind of an amateur move.
Oh, no. The straight flush, are you kidding me? That's a very normal move.
Well, would you see some guy do that like at the World Series of Poker in Vegas?
If a guy was pulling a straight flush, of course. Not everybody, but about 50%.
Well, what about that Texas Slim guy? Who's the best poker player in the country?
I don't know.
Well, let's just say the guy's sitting there. You think he's going to do that?
Oh, there's 50% chance he will, because you got to understand something. The guy got a straight flush. Oh, my God. Nobody's going to be able to resist just looking at that and going, oh, God, I remember seeing it. Well, that's what happened. I remember seeing it. I felt my soul leaving my body through my nose. Literally, Mr. Henry, if you think about it, this is what it would sound like. That's my soul leaving my body through my nose.
Jay Sanos, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey. Well, I heard about.
You heard about enough of that as
I can take. Yes.
All right, and I did too. Congratulations, Jay, on being a great poker player. I'm so sorry that you can't keep a poker face when you get a straight flush. And absolutely butchered that alive, man. I don't know how much that tournament's worth.
Said it's worth like high five figures.
That ain't hay, man. It ain't. Famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm General Kalen Shaw.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman. See you later. He's gone.
But summer is gone.